heart.
Breaching a fever, just bringing me up.
Down. Okay, when you start, then it's just like, no.
Why? My voice is better than yours.
Debatable.
Mom told me I'm the best singer in the family.
You are.
Yeah.
You always say that, Mom.
She is.
In the shower, I'm pretty.
We don't know that.
Rude.
All right, here we go. Ready, set. Okay, let's go. Let's hear the music. Cue the music. Family podcast commences.
We didn't check voice levels, and my mic isn't even on.
You sound great, Gabe.
My mic's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Can't hear myself.
Turn your volume up.
Welcome back to the Family Podcast. It is Sunday, May 19th. Kind of a rainy, cold, gross Sunday after a rainy, gross weekend, too, unfortunately. We are almost all in studio today. Matthew is in Boston celebrating Haley's graduation, which is tomorrow, but they've been doing some fun festivities this whole weekend.
I think we should start a new segment called Where in the World is Matthew Jr.?
Right. How come we're always here?
That would be a great segment.
He's unavailable. We tried to get him on via telephone, but he's not answering right now. He's snubbing the family podcast. So
yeah.
We'll check in with him either later on during the show if we can or next week, which hopefully he'll be back. He'll be back next week.
He should be because he has his graduation.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. That's
he
true.
He should probably be in town for that.
I hope so.
I think so. I hope so anyway.
Oh, silence. We had the Preakness horse race yesterday, the Preakness Stakes.
That was quite eventful as well.
I've never seen a year in horse racing with so much abnormality.
Yeah. Drama.
We've been following, right. I mean, we've been following it for, forever, our whole lives, Mom and I, and you guys are new to the game, but there's never been, I mean, there's been some bumps, and they did some photo finishes, some potential disqualifications, but I've never seen such a different, bizarre circumstances this year, and with so much money at stake. There's no Triple Crown winner this year.
Well,
we had a riderless horse cross the Preakness finish line. That was...
And to tell you the truth, in watching the Preakness, I didn't even care about the horse race because I was so captivated by the riderless horse.
Right.
And what that horse was doing that I didn't even watch who was winning or any of the other antics in the race.
And I think the riderless horse still performed pretty well for not having a jockey on its back telling it what to do.
It didn't. Yeah, it took the outside. Now, I wonder if that, right now you can see one of the pictures, one of the officials in a red coat came out to try to either slow down. I mean, could she be potentially trying to grab a horse at that speed?
Yeah, that was crazy.
It would pull you right off? Or was she trying to steer it maybe into the mix so it wasn't going to offset anything or cross the line first.
I think she was just trying to make sure that it wasn't going to like freak out or go crazy. I don't think she
don't
would try to grab
it. What would happen if it ended up winning?
No, nothing. You have to have a rider.
Yeah, you're disqualified if you fall off. You're ineffective. But
I think it's
also in this
won.
Picture from the Baltimore Sun, they've got a great caption. Look at the gentleman to the left. He's got a, looks like he has a lasso, as if he's going to hook the horse, and that thing would drag him half a mile down the track, and my buddy thinks he's gonna grab that horse. It's a beautiful horse that was running, but you know what? You really feel bad for the guy in stall number 9. That's going to be the guy in stall number 9 that was hanging on to. It was Bodie Express where the jockey was bucked off, and thankfully he just hit the track and was not hurt, but the guy was in the way, the starter was in the way at gate 9, and that may or may not have forced him to be bucked, and that's, I mean, everybody is going to feel bad. That's he has one job, get the horse out clean, and you could see his frustration right away knowing that he screwed up. So I feel bad for that guy because nobody does that on purpose.
Well, they said that he would get that they'd refund the ticket because it wasn't the jockey's fault. It wasn't the horse. Like, it was the guy letting him go. But I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what they said in the video, that it would be a potential refund on the ticket.
They also said that guy, though, was not ready. He didn't give them the clear that they were ready to go.
Oh, he didn't.
No.
I missed that. Sophia.
I missed
good catch.
That too.
No, they said something about the holder was not ready.
And they
rang. Yeah, but that's holder's okay. part, not the jockey's.
But then again, you feel bad for the starter who didn't pay attention to all, 14 guys saying, I got the thumbs up.
Oh.
And he hit whoever opened the gates didn't get the thumbs up from number 9.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he opened okay. before when he wasn't. So then
it was a miscommunication, I think, and then it led.
And this is their livelihood. You don't want to see anybody get in trouble. Or you want to be completely invisible when you're at the starting gate.
All I have to say, if my horse was number 9, I'd be raising some hell up on that track right now saying,
Clearing,
what are you
know.
Doing for me? Because you just wrecked my race.
My
just
wrecked my race.
It was a 20-1 odds.
Oh, is that the?
You have no idea. That horse could have won the damn thing, and now it couldn't because someone messed up. That starter should lose his job.
McLaren, be nice.
Not if that's my horse and I'm paying big money.
It's not your horse.
You train that horse for that day and that's what happens?
I'd just like to make the point that isn't it interesting the impact that the rider does have on the race? Because theoretically you think a riderless horse is minus all of that extra pounds.
Yeah.
And you would think that that horse would just, even taking the outside route, would cruise by. But without the extra... I don't know.
Direction?
100 pounds. Direction from the rider. That horse didn't even,
know what
he finished, near the end.
Yeah, he stayed with the pack, but he didn't do as well as he could because he didn't know to...
And Matt, to your question, I think, if anything, the woman that did try and get him towards the end was trying to pull him out of the pack so that he didn't cause any problems with the finish.
Sure. That's smart.
And it worked against her because he kind of moved into the pack.
Right. Right. He went right in.
Yeah. But my guess is they don't want that horse involved in the finish because it could hit someone and cause problems.
Oh my
just
gosh.
Like the last
yeah.
one.
Is that what you call it? A pack? Or is it a herd? Is it?
Yeah, they're in the pack.
Like a pack of horses, a herd of horses.
Well, in the race, though, they call them, you're in the pack. They always say they're in the middle of the pack. And
right.
Country House was the one that overcame the 65-1 odds in the Kentucky Derby via controversy there. So who knows what's going to happen in the Belmont.
Right.
Right,
and
that's the third race feat.
Congratulations to War
Thank
of
you.
Will.
Yeah.
Was the winner.
Oh,
it's
Lord,
awesome.
I love horse racing. So
I do, too.
Why don't we just make this podcast very successful so we can buy horses and be in the Kentucky Derby and
the
Belmont
I'll be
Preakness.
Let's right. do it.
Want to.
You guys would look good in the winner's circle, wouldn't
All right.
you?
Gabe doesn't want to be in it, so that's All fine. Right. That's
I
more
feel
money
like
for
that
us.
Is just an expense that you, like, too expensive.
Could you imagine if
it
your
really
horse
is.
Won that?
You're spending $200,000 on a horse, and then you have to pay to be in that. Then you have to pay to take care of the horse. You have to pay to do everything.
It's kind of like a status thing, though. Like, it's like you won the Kentucky Derby. That's so cool. And you get to have a hat and everything.
And the horse eats whether you win or lose.
Yeah. Then
yeah.
They're not having
so
just
expensive.
Oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So maybe if not
you
if the
You have to train the horse.
If you win the lottery, maybe. You'd have to bring a big-time lottery win.
Then you're going bankrupt if you're spending that much money on a horse.
Well, speaking of competitions... Last night, we attended the Twin Cities Burger Battle. Well, three of us did. Unfortunately, it's a 21 and older event, so not everyone could partake. But this is something it was my second year. I don't know how many years you guys have gone now.
I think we've gone 4 out of the 6 years.
Yes.
So it's on Harriet Island, and it's local restaurants. This year, there were 20 of them, and they come to Harriet Island, and they present a burger for a competition, and the burgers range from a normal cheeseburger with really good meat to some foo-foo burger with everything you can imagine on it.
It's based on creativity, and there were 19 or 20 vendors, and they are, it's a mix. It's a mix from just a mom-and-pop bar to something as elegant as the St. Paul Grill, so they're all over the board, but it's a lot of fun. TCBurgerBattle.com is who puts it on. Jim and his staff do a great job. And it's really fun because these restaurants that basically do have to sacrifice a Saturday night by bringing staff over, product over, their managers over, their chefs over, for these people that are pretty serious about their burgers. There was a line at Harriet Island All the, I mean, not all the way. There was a huge line. It was unbelievable.
I took a picture of it so we can post it on social media. But just for future, it's always in May. On what weekend was this of May? The third weekend? Third weekend of May. That's Saturday. It's rain or shine. And it is a 21 plus event because you pay, I think it was $60 to get in, and it's basically unlimited food for the burgers, mm-hmm. and then unlimited beer, and they do have a band playing on one end, and they have a DJ playing on another end. It's just, it's a really fun atmosphere, and we've been there when the weather was, I don't know, 80 and sunny and gorgeous, and, you know, this year clearly it was not that, but it was still really fun.
Yeah.
And we've also learned that you take a burger and you share it because 20 burgers, even though you get a quarter of a burger for most places, it's just a lot of food.
So, yeah, most places cut the burger into quarters or have mini sliders. So we take one and there was the three of us, so we each take a bite. And that's perfect. If you eat your own slider, you won't be able to try all 20 burgers. So you got to go hungry. Otherwise, you won't make it.
Right, because it does add up fast. And even, you know, a lot of times you'll take one bite and go, okay, I'm going to try that again because it was really good.
Yeah.
So then
you're
two bites. And think of a normal hamburger is what? About, I don't know, 12 bites? Or I haven't even thought about it.
12.
I have no idea.
We'll have to do those calculations.
Yes, but this year, there's a celebrity panel of judges. And then the people are awarded a coin, and they drop it in the box of whoever they think was the best. And it's always different to see who the so-called experts pick, who are usually media celebrities. But Stephanie March, who's a foodie for Minneapolis-St. Paul Magazine, is pretty good on judging. And so they judge, and then the people judge. And this year, the first two places were in unison.
And that's the first. Isn't this the first year that that's ever happened?
People's Choice and Judge's Choice was the same, and that was Jersey's Bar and Grill.
Woo-hoo.
And Jersey's Bar and Grill is a just a bar on Concord in Invergrove Heights. It's a no frills. You would drive right by it and not even notice it, like we did until we went in there a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really done a great job on their Juicy Lucy's.
They've got like $5 Juicy Lucy's on
Sunday
Sundays.
Nights.
Yes,
Sunday
nights. Yeah,
great.
And they're
very good,
very really good. It's a great bar, and they're there every year. And they had this year, was it the jalapeno poppers? Yeah, that was
yes. And it was a deep fried burger.
Yep, with the was it like a sour
cream cheese
jalapeno
jam.
It was one that I had to take three bites from, and I really enjoyed that one.
Was
surprised by
like the perfect balance of like the spicy jalapeno but sweet and the cream cheese. They did a really nice job.
It was really good. I also want to give a shout out to the Nook and Shamrocks. And what was kind of funny about that is they had a longer line. And we do go there frequently. And Matt's dad was like, oh, you know, we don't need to have it. Let's not wait in the line. And we were already in the line. So McLaren and I said, no, let's just wait. And that was my favorite burger.
Yeah, we all dropped our token in there.
They got my coin.
It had so much going on.
And I loved Jersey's, too.
Mm-hmm. But I was surprised by the Nook. They didn't factor into any of the finals. And then who won the People's Choice?
Jersey's.
First place then.
Jersey's. Honey, do you not listen to your own show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the first year.
I'm thinking who won second place. That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say.
I don't know.
Second place was...
I don't remember
had it written
who
down
you
here.
Said last night.
Jersey's was first place. And then
I
got to find Stephanie March's tweet because I had it in my mind. But when you get old, Sophia, you always start to forget stuff. And it was B-52s, I think.
Oh,
and B-52s has won in the past and they put on quite a show. They've got their trophies out there, and they had a guy running around in a costume, and they had a really fun atmosphere around their tent. Which probably plays into people liking their burger as well.
Oh, for sure.
But B-52's is another family favorite of ours.
I love B-52. They also, if you're looking for a rooftop to go eat and have a drink, their rooftop opened, was it last year or 2 years ago, the first year?
I think it was
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years? I don't even know.
Or maybe last year. I don't know. But it's very nice up there. It's small. Bummer that it can't be bigger, but it is a really nice atmosphere.
Well, when you are 21, Sophia, you'll be able to join the fray. So meanwhile, you just have to
sit
back and think about all those delicious burgers that and we'll take you there. Also, the one thing, one place that's a big, I have not been there yet, but on Instagram, they are wonderful. The Suburban. It's in Excelsior, and their food is absolutely delicious.
You're always showing me pictures of that.
I can't help it. It's absolutely, it's yummy. I love it. But good luck and thanks to the Tony Asana Foundation. He is a local guy, played for soccer for St. Paul Academy, has a foundation where he helps playgrounds and activities for after-school kids in the inner city, and that's who benefits. And it's an admirable cause just because it's very community-oriented. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Tony Asana and his foundation for being a part of that.
All right. Next.
Well, thank you, Gabe.
Gabe, you didn't have any comment on the burger battle?
No. Really? I can't go, so why would I comment?
Yeah, I don't know.
How about you have eaten at some of the restaurants?
Yeah, I have.
Do you know anything about the Nook or Shamrocks?
Yes, I'm friends with the owner's son.
Do you know anything about B-52?
Not really. They
have
good burgers.
You had it last week.
Yeah, but you got pasta.
I did have pasta. I was sick, I didn't really want a burger.
How about Jersey's?
Like Jersey's, went there after confirmation.
Brunson's. Brunson's wasn't in it this year, but they have been in the past.
So that's Gabe's rundown for all the Brunson's local
burgers. Brunson's is the one on the east side.
The mac and cheese with the
beans. Oh, yeah, they do have good mac and cheese.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They really do.
Would you ever like to work at a restaurant?
I have.
Nope.
And it's a part of my life. Have you,
okay, so let's talk a little bit about working at jobs then.
Yep.
So Matt, you had a job experience in a restaurant.
I had a job experience in a restaurant, and it was the most stressful thing I've ever done in my entire life. So my hats go off to anybody who's working in the kitchen. I worked at a place called the Club Bar. It was on Randolph in Cleveland, right next to the barber shop, the Sportsman's, and I absolutely hated it. I was the cook.
Tacos.
It was Taco Thursday. It was like a 25-cent taco night on a Thursday night. So I would go in there, and I would make these tacos and have to deep fry them. And the place was as big as a living room. The
Who
kitchen
trusted you
was
to
as...
cook people's tacos is my question.
I've never heard this story
ever. Since when
were
you a certified chef?
I must have been, what was I, 16?
You were young. I mean, yeah.
And on Thursday nights, I'd go in there, and it was so packed. It was a 3-2. It wasn't a full bar. It was 3-2. So it was packed with college students, probably with fake IDs and all that kind of stuff. And it was, we need more tacos. We need more. I couldn't make them fast enough. And that's all I had to make. They didn't make other burgers, which they usually had on the menu. That night, it was just as if in your dream, you're cranking out tacos, and they pick them all up, and you have to make more. We need more. And I would walk out of there, and Mom would pick me up, and I would be shaking. She's like, what happened in there? I'm like, I just had to keep making tacos.
He's like, more tacos.
So
wait, why aren't you amazing at making tacos then?
Yeah.
He has, like, PTSD from taco making.
Maybe that's why when you guys say, let's have Mexican. I go, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore.
Wait, so here's what I'm curious about. How did you quit that job?
How long did you work that job?
I kind of feel like you just said, I'm not going back.
I did it 3 weeks in a row, three Thursdays in a row. And it's the first time in my life, that was the first time I'd ever quit a job. Because I was working at the theater.
Yeah.
And so this was Thursday nights that I would go in there.
Thursday.
You know what? The thing is, I never got paid.
What?
Oh, that's illegal. I never got paid.
What?
Who owned it? Let's sue him now.
I don't remember the guy. He was a good guy. My brother.
Well, not if he's not paying you.
Yeah.
Paul had worked there. Paul was a bartender there. And then I think, I don't know if Steve worked there or not. I think maybe it was just Paul. But that's how I got the job. Paul said, we need someone. You can make tacos? Yep. Here's how you do it. Boom. So maybe I'll never speak to Paul in my life again.
I... Well, first, I can't imagine a college bar on Thursday where it's already a huge going out night serving tacos on top of that. I mean, could you imagine Tiff's adding tacos to Thirsty Thursday?
I'm sure what
tacos on Thursday at Tiffany's.
You won't be able to. Yeah, what Dad said. You'd be so stressed out.
Yeah.
I'm sure what they did is they probably ate tacos at the club and then probably went over to Tiff's to have a regular beer or a
So this
cocktail.
Wasn't, oh, because it was a small.
It was just a small venue. They were probably building up their base, foaming the runway to make sure they were okay.
In today's terms, it'd be the pregame.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, right. That's what they call it, the pregame.
So you're just
Load
all throwing
up, on tacos
up
and
you're
then
throwing up tacos in the Tiff's bathroom, is what you're saying.
Tastes good.
Oh, my God.
Tastes good? Throw
tacos?
Up?
Tacos are good.
McLaren, how about your restaurant experience? Yours wasn't bad.
No, I didn't have a bad experience, but
she wasn't cooking.
No, I would. Oh, gosh, no. But bussing tables and hosting, and I.
Ew.
I think if I'm going to work at a restaurant, I'd like to be the bartender, and that's where I stop. Serving, not my thing, just because I'm very direct, and if someone said something to me that I wouldn't like, I'd probably lose my job. So
just wear it on your face there, huh?
Yep.
Oh, my God, my eyebrows are up.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing is, and now I think people at restaurants are very picky. I think if, it's not that they're sophisticated, it's just that they're, I think, aggressive.
People think they're entitled to talk however they want to waitresses and waiters.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So yesterday we went to a restaurant, my friend group and I, and someone was using gift cards to pay. And,
oh no, I don't want to know.
Please, you're going to make me sweat here.
The gift cards had less money than he thought, and he had $5.80 to still pay. And the waitress said it like 10 times, but she'd go back and run the gift card. And he didn't realize what she was saying. And the entire time, I was like, are you giving her the $5.80? Then he finally realizes, gives her $3 and says, keep the change, but he owes $5.80. And we're all dying. And he still doesn't understand what's happening because he thought that he was giving her the tip. And he didn't know he still owed $5.80. And then he's like, oh. And he's just like, oh, so I owe you $5.80? Okay. And then we were like, what are you doing? And then he finally paid. But he didn't understand that he still owed $5.80.
But here's my thing. Don't say the name of wherever you were. But why didn't that waitress then? Clearly the boy didn't understand that. And instead of you guys being good friends and saying, dude, you owe $5.80. First, what the heck's wrong with your friend group? Why didn't she show him then if clearly he didn't understand.
Clearly told him, you owe me $5.80.
Then you guys are horrible kids. You better tip that lady good because I would not put up with you guys. I'd spit in your food then.
No, don't talk like
McLaren.
That.
Hell yeah.
So he paid the $5.80.
Yeah.
Tell me he gave more than a dollar tip.
I don't know what he gave her a tip.
Oh, boy. That's remember my last words to you when you get out? Always leave a good tip.
That was better
always
than
leave
eat
a good
there.
Tip. I know you didn't eat there, but always leave a good tip.
And if your friend needs some money, help him out.
Right. Don't laugh at him and say, you're going to have to go
you
wash some dishes.
Yeah, that's so
you're absolutely
when you're done washing dishes, and, like Pee Wee Herman, when he didn't have money, he had to go wash the dishes.
You're so mean.
It was so funny.
Speaking of more odd jobs, if you guys, I don't know if many know this, but that was probably the most stressful job. The second most stressful job I've ever had in my life was when I worked for an outfit that may or may not still be in business here called Fun Characters. And Fun Characters is you would dress up as either a clown or a Superman or a Snow White or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And you had to go to parties, and you were paid well. What did I make there?
I think you started out as the turtle, though, because I remember we went there, and you picked up your costume, and then we went back to your house, and
there,
you came out, and you had on those green tights and the costume, and oh, God, it was
right.
Funny.
And it didn't hide much, did it?
Oh, God. You are disgusting.
You're going to have to cover that
up. And you went to, like, family parties.
Oh,
and
my
yes,
God.
It was,
never that again.
What do we have today? The horny toad? No, I'm a knitting mutant.
Gabe, what on earth?
Get this guy out of here quick.
Now we have an X-rated podcast.
Dear Lord.
I was, it was a pretty tough costume to stomach. And you had to go usually out in Minnetonka or, you know, to nicer places that hired a character to come out and actually hang out for the, I did some magic tricks and, you know, you put the needle through the balloon. I did the rope trick and it was, It was extremely difficult.
If I remember correctly, you made balloon animals.
Yes.
You could have a sword.
Yep.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. Or the giraffe, which was...
A dog with a long neck.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Good work.
And then
good work.
You also got quite adept at face painting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what do you want here?
A smiley face?
Smiley face? Or do you want a smiley face? Yep, you got it.
And you awful.
I tried to make a, if I would make a sword, I tried selling swords. You just get out the silver paint and it's just an upside down T.
Like, and the parents were like, what is this supposed to be?
We're not getting our money's worth is what they're saying here.
Oh my gosh. It was, that is very funny.
The clown stuff was difficult because it was generally in the summer and I had an 82 Olds Omega that did not have any air conditioning. I would work overnights at the radio station from about midnight to 8 a.m., go home and sleep from about 8:30 until 11. I might have a party at noon, and then I'd have to get up and put the clown makeup on. It was really sad. And then, you know, all the clown makeup, and then get in the car, and it's, say, maybe 90 degrees out, and I don't have any. So as I'm driving, people are on 394 as I'm driving out west, and they pull up. Hey, meet me. They give me one of these.
Hell yeah, they do.
Hey, you're a clown. Nice going. You know, and they point out the fact that I'm a clown and I'm already, you know,
sweaty,
feeling, you know, very low, and the makeup is dripping. You know, it's just, it's like I was a very sad clown. And the money was great, but.
Yeah, I think it was $17 an hour.
And this was back in 90.
Yeah, which was a lot of money for back then.
Yeah. Well, I think even today, there's some people that I know that do the Disney princess dress up girls or whatever.
Yeah.
They make so much money.
Because usually you get tipped on top of that.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wait a minute.
I never got a tip.
No, I'm just wondering if that's not where you should be headed now.
Oh, no, Gabe's looking for his first job.
I have my first job.
I still have the green tights upstairs.
No, I have gotten the green to get a job. And we are currently working. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. What is
you're
this?
You're not working yet.
No.
Once school is finished, you do have a place to go and work.
Yes. You have been offered employment.
I have.
Oh, that's good.
And I will gladly accept.
And that was your number one pick of any job, correct?
Well, you have to go get interviewed first.
You got to go through the process and make the cut.
You might go through the interview and he might be like, oh no, Gabe Mikulski is not.
Then I'll be like, oh my gosh, he's way better than his brother at working.
Ooh, well, we'll find out about that. So that was my, I'm really glad that industry is over.
I'm trying to think if I ever had a job like that. I mean, my first job was cleaning the offices for my dad's business on Sundays.
Oh my God. Empty one small office.
No, the offices were in a little teeny small house. So it was cleaning that. And then I don't know if I ever had a...
What about the restock? That wasn't odd, but that was interesting.
I had a merchandising job.
That's right.
I worked for a company out of Chicago. And basically I would drive around all day and go to Targets and Walmarts and Kmarts and I don't remember what other stores, but all over the Twin Cities area and Buffalo and count the numbers of deodorants on the shelf.
That's fun.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
And I really never understood my role, and I would write it down like, there's 10 deodorants on...
You were for sure. Well, now they just do that electronically. They just scan it and get that data from the company.
But at the end of the week, then I'd put all my data into an envelope and send it to the company.
God forbid there's computers back then.
So I did. I did kind of quit that job on a spur because I was at a Target. I was supposed to put together an end cap in cosmetics, and I could not figure the thing out. And I'm pretty good at putting things together, but I didn't have directions, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I tried to get a manager to help, and she didn't know what she was doing, and I ended up just picking up that thing and putting it back in the storage room, and that was the end of my job.
Said adios.
I remember you would get stressed out, and remember back then, how did you get around?
Car, yeah, I had a Hudson's Roadmap book.
Right.
A Hudson's book, and that's how I had to find these places.
I don't
places.
Know how you guys did maps.
I would die.
I'm so stressed.
Well, if you're stressed,
thinking
it's easy for
it.
You. Walmart, Robert
no,
Street.
No, yes,
take
that's what
left.
I'm saying. I'm saying if I ever had to do a paper map, I would not be
I've
able to get
no
anywhere.
Idea.
That is sad, because that's going to be a lost. You guys are never going to take a
but
map out of the glove
so
box.
But Dad's so distracted.
We're never going to have
Wait,
to
no,
either.
No, stop. Dad, that's not sad at all. The fact that you
right.
said that technology, that we don't have to do that, it's not sad. It's our stuff is way better than any of the crap that you had to do. You had to spend time mapping that out. Now I don't have to waste that part of my life. I can put it in my GPS and she brings me right
nearest
there.
Target.
Just saving time. What I'm saying
is, we did have cell phones, however, because I was pregnant with McLaren when I had this job.
A flip phone is not an iPhone.
Cute cell
no,
phones.
I know, but I'm
it
just
probably
saying,
wasn't even a flip phone
if I got lost, I could call and say, I don't know.
Put up
I
your antenna and dial it.
Antenna that's like 3 feet long. I right. think
and
I'm getting connected.
You have to sit there and go.
And the phone that's the size of a brick.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had any odd jobs.
I
all my jobs have been normal. One job I never went to, I quit before I even got there. That's because they messed up.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh, yeah. I remember
it was really
that
uncomfortable.
That was in retail, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was retail.
Yeah.
And it was for a big retail company that should never have had that issue.
Never heard that story.
You have.
Nope.
Dad, you also sold bike helmets, didn't you?
Oh, that's right.
And then a cow attacked
what?
You?
What?
That was at a
no.
county fair where basically... I sold bike helmets for a bicycle and safety supply. The Jordans, Mike and Deb Jordan, had a company.
Oh,
and
I just
that
thought
was on
of
Lake
another
Street.
Job you had.
what do you... And anyway, so we would go into schools and do programs, and I'd talk about the safety and bicycle safety, and then they would buy helmets from us. It was a good deal. It was all on the up and up.
Yeah.
And but we would also go to county fairs. And sell things, so I would be in the merchandise mart. But this, I don't remember which one, is a rural county fair, but we were basically inside of a barn. And I remember we were selling. I had my back to the door, and I heard a commotion behind me, people yelling about something. And when I turned around fully, and in the entrance of the barn, with only one way to go, was a runaway cow. It was like... Bodie Express in the Preakness Stakes, but a little bit slower. And that cow was coming towards me fast. And, I saw the, it was, and it said, you're about to die whether you have a helmet on or not. And it ran, it literally came at me. And I dove into, our wherever we were to get out of the way. And it went by. But I have never... Look at that. Look at that one galloping. Meet Daisy, the rescued dairy cow. If that thing hits you, you're going down whether you have a bike helmet on or not. That one was very nerve-wracking.
That's just really
I
funny.
I have a fear of cows charging is what I have. I'm not afraid of them. I have a fear of them charging.
Well, no one wants to see a cow charging at them. Everybody's
Thank you,
scared
Gabe.
Of that.
Thank you. Thank
oh,
you, Gabe.
My Lord.
Goats
I
charge,
thought,
too.
I just thought of another job.
Mom.
I've done a lot of...
Okay.
Jobs
so
over the years.
You have.
I still am now that I got fired.
Yeah. There may be more to come.
Right.
Your wildlife art job.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
I've never heard that.
What?
Dad sold wildlife art.
Is that why we had what all those bird clocks?
No, I just remembered another
one. Basement?
We had one.
No, we had like six.
It was Artworks 2. And I went there. You can become a manager and start out at 40, 35 grand a year, whatever it was.
Oh,
so I thought,
gonna buy a Cadillac.
No, that was selling.
yeah,
that was the next one. I just
oh
remembered.
Oh my god!
I went. So I went in, and I sat down, and this place, Artworks 2, and they said, "Okay, we're interviewing to see if you're management material." And yes, I, sat down for the interview, and yes, I was. And I'm, to my surprise, I'm like, Where's my desk? Where's the phone? Where's the secretary? The computer? I'm all set. I'll get a tie suit. Where do you want me to manage? And they said, well, first we're going to send you out onto the field. And we're going to send you out on the field with one of our seasoned veteran, our senior sales guys. Okay, so I'm going to be managing this sales team. And I've never done anything like this before. And so I'm paired up with Paul, some guy named Paul. I don't even know his last name. And he said, okay, we're all set. The car's all set. We're going on a sales call already. This is great. I'm going to watch this guy paint this white sales canvas. So we go out, and we go to a dentist's office. We stop at a dentist's office, and he says, here we are. And I said, oh, what's going on? And he said, we're selling these wildlife pictures that I have in my trunk, which sounded very weird to me. And he said, you know, grab a couple. We'll bring them in. And I thought, okay, well, which is there a specific one? He said, no, just grab all four, and he can pick from those. So I thought, we're going in there to figure out which one he's going to take. We go in there. Is Dr. Frank in? Yes, he is. Just a minute. Dr. Frank comes out, and Paul says, hi, my name is Paul. I'm with Wildlife Artworks, and we're here to sell some paintings. And the dentist goes, I'm working right now. And then it clicked on me. This is just a cold. He just stopped here. Oh. This guy hadn't said, stop by at 11 and we'll buy, I'll take two of those wildlife
parts.
That's
only like four.
Yes. I'm sitting there going, which
like
one, Doc?
Girl Scout cookies, yeah.
And it was, my heart sank.
But it gets worse.
It gets worse than that. After we stopped at Dr. No-No, it was time for like an early lunch. So we're going to go to Perkins in Forest Lake. We were up in the Northern Metro. And we stop off at the Perkins, and I figure, okay, let's go in and get lunch and talk about what the future is here. And he says, okay.
But they sell at Perkins.
I get out, and he goes to the back of the car in the trunk, and he gets out two paintings. And he says, can you grab a couple? I said, are they going to buy here? He said, no, we're just going to bring them to the booth and see if. And I said, what? Let's just keep two. You bring one, I'll bring one in, and we'll have lunch. And we sat down at the booth, and he placed them outside of the booth as if he was in an art show and we were sitting in the booth. And I was
dying.
I was dying because he kind of had the rounded shoulders, and he, you going to buy this?
High creep factor.
It was just, he was a nice guy, but at that point I knew it wasn't going to work.
But you still didn't quit right there. You would go there every day, pick up your trunk load of wildlife art.
Come.
You'd come to my house. I knew it.
And I would just, I would
there.
Be, yeah, and you were a.
I'll just set these here.
You were a calming voice, and you said, it's going to be okay. I was so down in the dumps, and you were a good pick-me-up.
But you know what? Aww. You had something else to look forward to.
What's that?
Cherry payment systems.
Oh! You know, nice. This was all the while cherry I was working overnights. System.
Payments.
I was with KSTP, but I was working the weekend overnights and Saturday and Monday night sports talk. And I was always, looking the paper, the WAN ad. So this one was,
your first mistake.
You would sell, there was no Craigslist. There was no internet.
I network yourself. Who do you know?
Nobody. I haven't done anything. So I'm trying to break into sales. And this, again, 30 to 60 as a manager. So it was selling Visa and MasterCard processing.
Ever?
Did I ever sell anything?
No. Did you actually ever make the 30 to 60?
No,
that
I never. No, because it
wasn't there long enough.
And I wasn't not a good salesman. Anyway, this one was. You went around to businesses to sell the processing, the phones. You could sell phones. And if you, the Steve, the guy, he on the whiteboard, he had it all planned out. You're going to do this, 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 and you're going to be making 70 grand a year. All you have to do is sell six phones.
Sure.
And so after that first pep talk, I went back and I picked up Mom. And I drove her to Long Cadillac on 36, and she said, what are you doing? And I said, pick
oh,
which one you
no,
want to buy.
Oh, my
pick
God.
Which one. You pick which one you want to buy. And I didn't mean today. I just meant, this is our future. Which one do you want? You're going to get first pick.
You go to the cat.
My God.
And she said, are you crazy?
That's
Did you sell anything?
Flag,
and I said, no, but I know I'm going to sell these phones. And look at there's no, you don't even do payphones anymore. It was selling payphones.
Oh yeah.
To businesses. Damn. And so that was one. And then years.
Did you ever get the caddy or no?
No.
I bought a used one from my dad.
Right. She said she opened the doors front or passenger and said, "Choose which side you want to sit in." Years later, decades later, I went to Online Trading Academy, and I sat in because I was doing an endorsement for them. And I'm looking at a guy at the whiteboard, and his name is Steve. And I went, oh, my God, that is Steve from Cherry Payment Systems, who was a great motivating speaker. And
right. And the thing is, that wasn't a bad business or a bad company.
No.
You're not a salesman.
I'm not a salesman. I can't ask for the check. I'd rather sit and talk to you and shoot the breeze. But I can't sell.
Was it actually Steve?
It was Steve. And he remembered me, and we talked and had a good chuckle over it. And he had left the company, too. And now I believe he's still with Online Trading Academy, which is a very admirable place. I would love to do that. That one, he made even look better than selling phones. So I think that's the gist of my app choose. That was the low point of my career, second only to the club bar choose. And you... said, what are you talking about?
Oh, gosh. You have had a lot of funny jobs.
But you know what? It all brought me to where we are today. Where are we?
Sitting in a podcast studio trying to make it to the big leagues.
Folks, if you're listening to this podcast, if you could, just out of sympathy for me and all the horrible jobs I've had, if you could pass this along and get a couple people to listen, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, we would.
Right. I feel spent here. I feel exhausted. I feel almost exhausted as the club bar.
On something a little bit lighter, I was on Snapchat. And for people that don't know what Snapchat is, it's a platform where you like send instant photos to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like a news section where you can subscribe to a bunch of different news sources.
You have to subscribe?
No,
yeah,
you don't
pay.
You don't
pay.
You just hit subscribe so it comes up on your thing.
Okay, okay.
And one of them is Taste Made, which is like a lot of food article things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, you would like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know Snapchat, if Dad's Snapchat can be updated to this because, but one of the things today was Oreo flavors that they're not necessarily coming out with, but I don't even know if Oreo said they want to vote on these or how this came up. But so there's 7 flavors of Oreo. The first one is cotton candy. Would you love to eat cotton candy Oreos or would you not?
I would like to try a bite.
I'd try them, but I don't know if I'd like to eat them.
I don't really like
Oreos.
I'm a
big classic kind of food guy where it's like I just like the originals of the foods. And I don't like what they
came out with. Might take a bite, but I can't imagine liking it.
I like the originals, but I really enjoy the birthday cake. And
no,
I did not
I
think I would.
Birthday cake and lemons. Mm.
Lemons are
like
good.
Like a cotton candy on a blondie would be
really
good.
Yeah, that's what they showed. Well, the rest of America, it's 56% of America say they would try it. And 44% say it's too weird. But I would like that.
What are the other ones?
Carrot cake Oreos.
Yeah, no. That'd probably be good.
Mm. I'd like that.
That'd be kind of
Is
weird.
It on the blonde cookie or the
This one's
chocolate.
On the blonde. This is a blonde.
Yeah, I think I would like that.
I'm not a cotton candy guy, though, so I don't know.
If... We've moved on, dear.
We're on carrot cake.
Second time that you missed what we're talking about.
I would not want carrot cake.
I would.
I would eat those.
I think that'd probably be really good.
Again, I would try it. But...
54% of America agrees with us.
Yep, I like that one.
Next one. Ooh, I would not do these. Blueberry pie Oreos.
No.
No. I would try it.
Awful.
I mean, I'd try all of these, but no guarantee I'd like it.
Blondie? See, that seems like it'd be better on the chocolate.
Ugh, I just don't like it either way.
No. It has a purple filling.
But guess what?
I like that.
59% of America would want that. That's the highest
one. That's funny, and we all said no.
Yeah. It would not be for me.
Why does Nabisco think they need to keep trying these things to draw new people in when their main staple is fabulous? Oreos are great. But to go blueberry pie, I think it's unnecessary.
The hype, though. Yeah. It's like they can hype up all these people about like the birthday cake Oreos. You mentioned those. Our family loves those. No. If they just stuck with normal Oreos, they wouldn't have other things to try.
How about
that's true.
Mega stuffed or thin?
I love the thin.
That's you guys are
mega.
Leave. Yes.
Total mega guy.
Then there's no point.
I don't really like Oreos, though.
But you eat an Oreo for the filling. Who cares about the cracker?
This next one's really weird. Swedish fish.
No.
Either on a regular Oreo.
No.
That's two things that should not be combined.
72% of Americans say gross combo, and they will not eat it.
Okay. It looks cool.
I knew I would get you guys on that. You guys were all like, no.
That's disgusting.
The next one on a blondie. Jelly donut Oreos.
No, absolutely not.
You
could bring this to your mom.
Yeah, that's about half and half for people liking or not liking.
Yeah. No.
How about Oreo Game of Thrones?
We had those.
Oh, that is the chicest packaging on an Oreo ever. It's so pretty.
Me and Sophia, when we were grocery shopping, we don't like Game of Thrones, but we had to buy the Oreos because we liked the black package.
Yeah. Very chic.
Never watched it.
Right.
Oh, but that's tonight, too.
I thought it was.
Yeah, they canceled Keeping Up with the Kardashians because there's a finale for.
Yay.
That's really bad.
Isn't that so rude?
This next Oreo, I'm pretty sure these are a thing, but it's on Blondie.
These are all a thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, like you can buy them.
Yeah.
Candy corn Oreos.
I hate candy corn. I hate candy corn.
72% of America hates them as well.
Oh my god!
I like candy corn, but I don't want to. Well, I don't know. Maybe I would
worst
like it.
Worst combination
I might like it.
Ever.
The candy last so one bad. Is the worst one, I think, because I hate.
It doesn't
these.
Get worse than Swedish fish.
Peep Oreos.
No.
Go away.
No, marshmallows are bad. Whoever likes marshmallows is weird.
57% of America says, get them away from me.
Yes.
I think it's fine.
Ew.
I think it's fine.
Would you guys try a cheeseburger Oreo?
No.
I saw that was a thing and I was so confused.
Wait, those are cheeseburgers that look like Oreos.
No.
Ooh, what? That's the grossest.
These are jokes.
Fried
Sophia.
Chicken Oreos?
No.
I would never.
Those are jokes.
Gross.
Reminds me of those little hamburger patty candy things.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't taste like
a bam Oreo.
So it doesn't taste like a burger. It just looks like one.
Above, there's beer Oreo.
Beer batter or something.
Oh, wait. Go up. Oh, right there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, strawberry shortcake Oreo.
That would probably be good.
Yeah. Based off the strawberry shortcake, like popsicle ice cream bar things. Oh.
That's like coated. If you know what we're talking about, amazing.
All right. Next topic.
Strawberry shortcake should just be just strawberry shortcake. You don't have to put it in a cookie.
You're speaking for yourself because the whole family loves those bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those bars.
Yeah, those bars. Mm-hmm.
I just remember a couple podcasts ago when we all talked about the Florida man stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I have an update on a Florida woman.
Oh.
And she was driving and she got pulled over. She was 22 years old. And she was pulled over by the deputy in Florida. And she had in her possession three striped turtles in her backpack. And he asked her if she had anything else. And it turns out she did. And she reached into her pants.
What?
And she pulled out a small alligator. It was inside her yoga pants. She pulled a small alligator out.
What?
How would you not be able to see that, though? You could clearly see an
alligator. I think that's why he asked.
Wildlife Commission had to take over the investigation.
What the hell?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Was she on drugs, does it say?
Oh, I take it back, you guys. She had 41 three-striped turtles.
Okay. Does it
so clearly there must have been some kind of robbery or something that she got this stuff.
For sure.
She's got to be on drugs or something.
Well, it was just a traffic stop?
Traffic stop.
And she was already in Florida. Why would she need to take an alligator if alligators are abundant in Florida.
Well, she wants it as a pet, Dad.
They were collecting frogs and snakes under an overpass.
Hmm. Okay.
What?
And then the deputy pulled them over, and he gave him permission to search in their car.
Basically, at that point, knowing he was busted.
No.
It was a woman.
No, but wait, that he was going to find.
Her passenger
was a
male.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
People are idiots.
I thought it was kind of funny, but you never know what's going to happen down there in Florida.
The boonies.
Yo, have you seen it's a joke where a guy gets stopped by the cops, and the cop's like, do you have a license to have all these fish? And the guy goes, these are my pet fish. I bring them down to the pond so they can swim around. And he goes, no, you don't. And he goes, yeah, watch. I'll put them in the lake if you'll allow me. The cop goes, yeah, sure, put them in the lake. And he goes, I'll call him back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, cop says, call him back. The guy says, what fish?
Yep. That's pretty good.
No fish. Let the fish go away. Destroyed the evidence.
There's no evidence then.
Oh. I didn't understand it for a second.
That's good.
Oh,
I got it
girls.
Right away.
Yep.
I have another cute story. Does anybody want a free Victorian home?
Yes.
It's in Minnesota?
Nope. Probably haunted.
So I don't think so. But it is pretty run down. It's a historic 4-bedroom house, and it's free.
Why is it free?
The woman that owns it knows that it needs a lot of work, and it has to be relocated.
Oh.
So you have to move it. So she says it's going to cost $50,000 to move the house and $150,000 to fix it up. So she's not giving away a hidden gem, but she doesn't feel it's right to charge for it knowing that it's going to cost that much.
Why wouldn't you just take it for free and knock it down?
You can't have the land. It has to be moved off that land. Right.
No one's going to take it then. Just knock it down and do whatever they want.
No, but that costs her money then because she has to knock it down.
Not if she sells the land to whoever wants it.
Well, we don't know what's happening to the land.
Well, okay, if the city takes the land, then the city's got to deal with the house.
I think she wants the house preserved. I think that's important to her.
So you'd get a big trailer.
That it's a Victorian house and she wants it preserved.
If no one takes the damn house, because no one wants to move the house is going to just be there and whoever has the land takes
it. McLaren's like angry that the house is being saved.
Well, because you guys are, this woman's acting like this house is the most sacred house in all of Minnesota.
She's offering somebody a house.
Take my house for free. Move it.
She says there's a cork backsplash. Orange countertops in the kitchen.
Sounds
nobody
disgusting.
Wants that today. And she says it's pretty hodgepodgey, so I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think she's pretty realistic about it.
So tear the damn thing down.
It's got to be someone who loves old houses and wants to preserve something like this.
Not me.
She told the New York Post.
Why is she talking to the New York Post about this? See, literally, that's the issue. She thinks her house is all special. And that someone's going to want it.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's talking in the New York Post. And
so
she's
mad.
Like, don't tear down my house because I'm trying to save the environment and reuse houses.
Gear. What kind of
can
gear?
Can tell you what kind of person
someone
it is.
Someone is crabby today.
I don't like that story. I think
this
woman.
Do you like
this
one? Rich people have installed anti-bird spikes in trees to keep birds' poop away from their cars.
I'm into that one. Now, that's something
I can get
behind.
What?
I don't think I believe that.
I'm confused.
I don't want birds pooping on my car.
On the branches of the trees so that birds cannot land on the tree.
Like they do on buildings.
Yes. And if the trees, like in our yard, for example, we kind of park under some trees.
Put them up.
Yeah, we could nail these.
They can go in the backyard, but not.
That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I'm just not
sure.
I'd
rather have the little bird poop on my car than have that in my tree.
You could paint those brown and they'd be more camouflage.
Here's my question, though.
Something out of Game of Thrones.
Something that bothers me in this article. Why do they call it out by saying rich people? Anyone can do that.
Oh, yeah, that's, you can put, right.
This is not an expensive thing.
Because people want to hate on rich people. That's what it comes down to.
They just don't like us.
Well, that bird just doesn't even care.
I think it's fake, Gabe.
Go back. No, go up, Sophia.
They're on Google right now looking up the spike story and seeing very different. And there's a pigeon that has a creative way of going through the spikes and has nested and laid an egg.
Pigeons are Manhattan. The dumbest bird that's ever walked the planet.
They were good in medieval times to send a message. Like Game of Thrones times.
That's really disgusting.
Right. There's two good finales tonight.
What? Game of Thrones.
Yep. An American Idol.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Don't even get me started about Idol. They let the two guys go that should have won the competition. The rest, adios, buddy.
I'm not privy to who's on Idol.
I'm so excited tonight.
That's just too bad for you.
Oh, who's left? Have they made the right choices?
No. They really haven't.
So let me ask a procedure question. America, the phone-ins or the texts are the ones that have voted until tonight.
But the judges saved the wrong person, and they literally messed up. The girl shouldn't have been able to stay.
I think the judges saved the wrong person, too. Not 2 weeks ago. The judges get one save a season.
Yep.
Or at the end here. And they hadn't been using it, and it was the last night that they could use it, and they did, but I think they used it on the wrong person.
They did.
It was very disappointing. Mm-hmm. I wanted Jeremiah to go through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they let Lacey go through.
And Lacey is not good. Good thing she's not in the top three.
So if you're number four, you don't sign a contract, but you have to travel with them to
The top 10, I think, travel.
Okay.
Might even be 12.
I think it's 12. I think it's the top 12
It could
travel.
Be 12.
Okay. Yeah.
So no matter what, those people have jobs for the next year. It's just, and I honestly believe that winning this thing is not a good thing. Because then they own you.
Who has made the biggest splash by not winning? Clay Aiken for a while, didn't he?
Clay Aiken.
Or Scotty McCreery.
Yeah, but he's very hit or, and like he's big, but he's. Doesn't he come out with a lot of.
I think he won, didn't he?
Oh, did he win?
I think
so
he's
can
a
you
winner.
Pull up Idol winners?
There have been, though.
Idol winner?
A lot of Idol winners who
just
have gone on to have careers successful. And I wonder if, what's the name of that other singing show that people like? I've seen
Voice?
It, but The Voice. They had people go on to be successful, I wonder?
I've never heard of any.
Me either.
I don't know. I know that Kat Perkins locally has made a good living out of it, and she was just a contestant.
Right.
But
she's
done a good job locally here, Christmas shows and CDs and things like that. So it's nice when those locals.
Yeah,
Clay
Aiken was a runner-up.
Yeah, but he didn't really, he was not very good.
Fantasia, does she sing at all? Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, but she won it.
And remember Taylor Hicks?
Yeah, he blew up. Catherine McPhee was there for a little bit.
Nana McPhee.
Now, remember one of the most famous Idol autographs I ever got, you guys?
Bucky.
Whatever happened to Bucky?
I don't know.
That was funny. He was at O'Gara's.
I thought you had Taylor Hicks.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, we had both. But I also had Bucky Currington on a shirt for me for my birthday.
Adam Lambert was a runner-up.
Yeah.
He did pretty well.
Yeah, he did very well.
Yeah, he's now the Queen lead singer.
Yeah, he's huge. I mean, it's just kind of fun to see that these people actually do go on. And
okay, Scotty McCreery was a winner. He is big. I feel like his music is...
Philip Phillips.
No idea.
He was a
is.
Winner, McLean. And I actually loved the song that he came out with right after, but then he just died and went nowhere with it. And I really liked him. Well, he didn't physically die. But
so if you know
his career,
yes,
feels
he
like
sings a song
out.
That I know, but
yeah,
what
I
is
love
it?
That song.
Yes,
I know
what you're talking about.
I can't think of it either.
I can't think of it, but I do
is
like it.
Something about going home or.
It's a really cute song.
Yeah.
Chris Daughtry, what was he?
He didn't win. He was a runner-up, I think.
No, he didn't win. Yeah. I don't even think he
was
runner-up.
Was that with Catherine McPhee? Wasn't he on that show?
Well, now we're trying to look up Phil Phillips when we need to be on the other page.
Everyone just stop.
I'm not
supposed to be doing this.
Then give me the keyboard.
Phil Phillips is doing... He did a good job.
No
he was a good singer.
Who that man is.
I don't even know what we're talking about, McLaren.
I think Home is the name of the song.
Everyone just don't focus on what I'm doing.
Well, we're trying to look at the list to talk about...
Look on your phone.
It's home.
Everybody
no
awkwardly
one even
look
knows
at
what
Sophia.
That is.
Home, yeah. Home. Jing, jing,
no,
jing,
Matt.
Jing,
Matt,
jing,
stop.
I can't remember, but I know he was a good song person.
Yeah.
Okay,
very good song.
Go back to the list.
Guys. I think it is home, but
yes,
I don't remember.
It's right
it
there.
Is home.
But no one knows what it
now
is
Chris
besides
Daughtry.
You two.
Please.
So go back
very
to the
good
list.
Song.
And Gone, Gone, Gone.
What kind of song did he sing, Sophia? Or sing, I should say.
Okay.
She's trying to find Daughtry on the list.
Well, can we? Let's just get something
Caleb
that we all
Johnson,
know.
Caleb Johnson, I have no idea who that is.
Well, you have to fill in the silence
here.
Yeah,
we missed Daughtry.
I don't know Everybody's how we are organized here.
So everyone in front of us
Daughtry,
has a phone
it's way back.
With internet. Yeah. So if people want to look something up, they can do that.
Oh,
Sophia,
can you give us the keyboard if you're not going to?
I'm just doing this for myself, so this is, like, annoying.
That's
Chris
not
Daughtry
your
was in
computer,
the
honey.
I'm aware.
Chris Daughtry was in the Final Four on May 10th, 2006, and found himself in the bottom with Catherine McPhee.
That's what I thought.
When asked by Seacrest who should be leaving, Kyle expressed that he believed McPhee should be eliminated.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest then announced that Daughtry was eliminated. Seacrest asked him if he was surprised, and obviously stunned Daughtry could only mutter, a little, yeah.
Wow. Kind of controversial.
Very much so. The media grabbed hold of the surprise elimination when there was some controversy regarding the accuracy of the vote on the night Daughtry was eliminated. The vote tallying website Dial Doll, however, predicted that Daughtry was the lowest vote getter of the week.
Right here.
And in an interview after his elimination, Daughtry said that he thought he got voted off because his fans were overconfident that he would be saved, so they did not call in and vote.
So he was Taylor Hicks' season. It was season five.
Okay.
And Kelly Pickler was in there. Ugh.
That
Bucky,
was a big season.
That was
though.
A huge season.
Yeah. It was. Well, anyway.
Yeah, we'll see how that ends up tonight.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I know. It wasn't meant to turn into American Idol talk, but it just happened.
Or a Mikulski family yelling at each other to do what they want.
Or someone thinking she's entitled to the computer.
Well, you're getting the real deal. That's what's in the car.
Mom
That's what's
Dad,
at home sometimes.
I love you.
You're our favorite, Sophia.
If you want to comment on the little family feud here, you can give us an email at thepodcastfamily
at gmail.com.
You can find us on Twitter at thepodcastfam, Instagram at thepodcastfamily, and Facebook at the Podcast Family.
Well done.
That's
Everybody,
a wrap.
Take a nice sigh and
take a deep breath.
Be happy with whatever Woo! Job you have if you like your job. And you know, we should have for dinner tonight.
Tacos,
chicken noodle soup made by Mom. That's what we're having.
And deep fried tacos.
And you don't get any.
I love you, dear. I love you, dear. Thank you for listening to Table Talk with Rookies Family. Find us on Podcast One. Under kids and family. And hey, we have guests in the studio here. How about that? The hell are you doing here? We're wrapping her up, Reeves. We were gonna have Reavers come in and listen to the family podcast. Yeah, we're wrapping her up here. Check us out. Also, don't forget about our sister podcast. Our sister podcast is Garage Logic. And thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Tell all your friends and neighbors. Rate us on Apple iTunes, and we'll see you next time. Reavers, you better listen to this one, too.